and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
Never.
And it's President's Day.
It is President's Day. We are
happy. Happy President's Day, everyone.
Happy President's Day.
Happy old white person day.
And now one middle-aged
black person. Happy 98% old white person day.
Is that correct?
No, I'm off. It's 44 presidents, so it's like something closer to like 92%.
All right.
Which is actually not so bad.
It's really not that bad anymore, is it?
No. Man, one black president and the whole world changed. The whole statistics.
It is.
Are rewritten. All statistics. Some person who's actually decent at math just thinks I'm a complete idiot right now. Because I'm wrong both times. I'm probably off by a lot.
Well, because 98% would be if 1 out of 50 was black.
And so, it's 1 out of 44.
So it's not 92, it's not 98. It's a little bit closer to 98. But no, you were not off with that 98%. That's a good estimation.
My first one was good. See that? Math genius.
Yeah. And I'm an allergy genius. By that, I mean allergy sufferer.
It means Robin's going to probably get me sick.
I'm going to be... No, it's allergies. It's not being sick.
That's what they all say.
Do you think I care if I get you sick, Josh? I would just tell you. I'd be like, ha, ha, ha.
I'm just surprised you didn't get sick when me, Dave, and our house guest was sick.
That's because, secretly, I was the one that was sick 3 weeks before all you guys, and I came home with the germs. Like, even
really?
To you. I don't know, maybe.
Were you sick?
Before that, yeah.
So I was blaming Dave, and it was really all your fault?
Well, it was Dave's fault for getting my sickness, sure.
I'm going to stick with that one.
Back to the allergies. No, this is definitely hay fever. I'm having bad hay fever.
But it's President's Day, and we are going to celebrate the old white presidents of yesteryear, because since it's President's Day, we decided to honor those early presidents.
That's right. So
that formed this wonderful country.
This union, this conglomeration. America.
America.
America. America. Okay. So yeah, and this will be fun, because we've got mostly basing off of oil paintings for a lot of these.
To start out, let's, you know, for our first president, why don't we go with big old numero uno, George Washington.
Okay. All right. So George Washington, I mean, obviously, first of all these guys are powerful and probably pretty intelligent, charismatic.
And probably considered the better looking of the bunch back in the 1760s.
Yeah. Because I guess, like... You didn't have to be, like, as traditionally, like, you know, tall and, you know, clean-shaven.
And George Washington was a general.
Okay.
You know, he was, like, a warrior.
Right. Yeah, he was all warry.
People were like, he was, like, the most fierce and terrifying general to the British during the First World War, which is, like, how he became president, because he was, like, a hero.
Yeah. And because he had wooden teeth. That's
actually, little fun fact, he did not have wooden teeth. His teeth were made for elephant and walrus tusks, not wood.
Why do we always say wood?
That's just, you know, when the myth becomes fact, print the myth.
But how did that, who was the first idiot that started saying that?
Someone was saying that. But it makes sense. It kind of makes sense that all, like, the early presidents had shitty teeth since they all came over here from England.
Da-do-tsh. And also because it was a time before medicine existed. Another plausible reason.
Did medicine not exist then, or was there just worse medicine? There wasn't toothpaste, but
it just hurt you. Like, it was like leeches. It was bad for you. One of the presidents died because he got like a flu, and they're like, put the leeches on him, and then he just like would have been fine.
They didn't know how to add flavor to medicines back then.
There was no medicine, it was just poison. There was nothing. There was no painkiller.
Drink some of this poison and maybe it'll kill the thing that's poisoning you.
Right. I mean, yeah, if you had to have a limb cut off because it was going to, you know, get an infection, there's no...
They weren't, like, numbing that shit.
You couldn't get knocked out. You just, like, they give you a shot, and they made sure you didn't bite your tongue off, and they cut the thing off. That's horrible.
Oh,
I'd really rather die. Would you rather die or... be awake for your leg being cut off?
Well, you know, it's easy for me to say I would choose death. but you know, you look at all those survival stories of the people who cut their own limbs off.
That's
like,
true.
To get by. So I guess when it gets to that point where you're, like, gonna die...
If James Franco can do it...
Your body makes you decide...
To live.
Gives you the choice of life.
I mean, I just would not want that memory. You'd be thinking about that all the time, right? Like, it'd be 5 years later and you just, like... have a flashback to, like, when you were awake and your leg got cut off. Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, so George Washington.
But you'd also be a badass, kind of.
No, you wouldn't, because you'd be all crippled. Like, have you seen Downton Abbey? Like, you're like, if you, like, limped, you, like, were considered terrible. It was not nice, like...
I do not watch Downton Abbey.
Like, political correctness has definitely helped people that limp. And people that have, like, a funny finger. If you had, like, a weird finger, you'd, like, would never get a job.
What about a receding hairline? Well, you know, back then they all wore wigs.
Right.
God, why couldn't I live back then?
Where you could still
wear
a wig.
Where it was just acceptable to wear like, a big white wig all the time.
That means, like, someone with really nice hair is probably all upset about it. It's like, no one will see these luxurious locks.
No, they'd see his luxurious locks if he was a peasant. Couldn't afford a wig. Is that why it was called the wig party?
No. It's spelled an H. I don't know why it's called the wig. We should really refrain from asking each other political questions or historical questions during this, since we don't know the answer to any.
You know that scene in Billy Madison where he's up on stage and he gives that big dramatic answer and the guy looks at him and goes, "We are all now dumber for hearing your answer." That's basically how I feel about the listeners of our podcast.
Right.
You're all dumber for listening to our podcast. You know less about the president. Well, that's not true. They know that George Washington's teeth were made from elephant and walrus tusks, not wood.
Don't worry. We'll add some stuff to the shittiness pile that we'll overall...
we're gonna make up some bald-faced lies and pretend like we know they're the truth.
Yeah.
No one's fact-checking us.
No.
I hope not.
That'd be weird.
Who would do that?
Whoever's
fact-checking us is not a popular person.
No. And why did they find our podcast?
Because it's brilliant. It's brilliant comedic genius.
All right, at work in this podcast. George Washington. I'm looking at there's really only, like, two pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the one we see on the dollar bill.
Okay.
He looks, first of all, hella old.
He's pretty... Pretty old. But he looks...
He's wearing a white wig, so that makes anyone look
but
old.
But he also looks old. Like, the fact that he is old back then means that he was a healthy dude.
That's true.
You don't get to be old that often back then. The mortality rate was probably, like, something around, like, 12.
Yeah, it was bad. It was lots of people dying. I mean, okay, so if we're answering... straight based off of looks, I'm gonna have to go with no. He does not look very cute. But if we're going with, like, would I have realistically been into George Washington, I think probably for all the presidents the answer is yes. Like, if you're around a president, you're probably pretty into that. Is that fair?
That seems fair. I mean, I just feel like, who was good looking back then?
I think we'll get to some people that are good looking. I think some presidents are better looking than this. Yeah, he wasn't that hot. He had kind of lazy eyes looking. Not literally lazy eyes, but another, like, doe eyes.
Another interesting thing about George Washington is he freed all of his own slaves.
That's pretty good.
He had 300, but then as he got older, he changed his views on slavery and freed them all.
That's pretty good. What do you just announce that day? You're like, hey guys, come here. Come here.
Get around.
You don't have to do this. If you want a piece, feel free.
Where do you go?
You walk outside and someone else gets you?
Yeah, so your entire waking life, you've been a slave.
Right.
Like, we're going like 40 years now. And then George is like, all right, you're free. Get off my property.
You're officially breaking and entering. Which means I can shoot you.
My Second Amendment rights say I can shoot you now. You're free. So get out of here.
I think they probably just didn't abandon them, right? They probably gave them a whole plan. They probably, like, put them in carriages and, like, took them up to the north and let them get out.
And like, where do you get? Do you go to the north?
Of
like,
course.
That's what you do if you're freed slave?
You have to. Otherwise, you'd get recaptured, yeah.
You just get recaptured.
If you
it just becomes
South,
a game. You're free until another white person finds you.
Unless you go to the North. Yeah, that's how it worked, for sure.
Oh, man. We are just there. The worst. I feel like we just look back at, like, our country and which is so bad.
You don't even have to look back very far. I mean, just look at fucking Vietnam. I just knew it was kind of fucked up, and I saw one documentary on it, and I couldn't believe how bad it was.
What about just, like, Iraq and, like Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, or, like, going into Iraq. Gonna fuck that shit up.
In, like, 20 years, I'll see a documentary on that, and then I'll decide.
Is it better? Is it a better place now because we went and destroyed a bunch of shit?
I don't know.
It doesn't feel like anything's better over there.
I don't know.
I almost feel like I wanted to visit Iraq more before we went and destroyed it. I was more inclined to take a trip over there, but as a Jew, I'm not really inclined to take a trip anywhere out there.
All right, so what about Martha Washington?
Let's
hop on over to
Martha Washington. I'm looking at a picture of her right now, and she looks just like the one that's on the dollar bill. I mean, in this picture, she makes Barbara Bush look attractive.
She's looking hella old in this. They were so rich. How do they not have more than one picture painted of them?
Well, it's not cheap to get a picture painted of you.
If you're the like, first that's the thing, lady, like, doesn't someone just do it?
Like, what was attractive back then anyway?
Not Martha Washington.
But, like, you think about it. If you look at paintings from, like, the 1700s and stuff, it's always, like, naked fat girls.
I don't think they're fat.
But, well, naked.
They're, like, kind of, maybe, if you saw them, you'd be like, yo, you're kind of
But was that, you. Like, was that considered, like, what was attractive back then? Yeah. It's like, oh, you know where to get food.
Exactly.
That makes you very attractive.
Can you please show me?
Now, when, like, we can just all get food, it's like, oh, you know how to say no to food.
Right.
Will you be my wife? But, oh, man, like, definitely not old Martha Washington. No. Like,
she's looking like your grandma. She looks like she's nice. I want her to cook me cookies.
So, like, I gotta say, like, okay, let's send me back to 17 whatever.
67.
76.
I know history.
That's yeah, but I'm saying, like, when is George meeting Martha?
Okay, before that.
You're George Washington. Everyone's like, yo, George Washington, you the man. Uh-huh. It's like, I know. I can have any lady I want. Uh-huh. I want this lady.
Uh-huh. And she had four kids, too. Had a previous marriage.
So he definitely... Oh, from a previous marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't definitely have sex with her.
He didn't have any kids with her.
Did he just raise the other ones? Uh-huh. I'm just wondering, like, man, I wonder the decision-making process that went into Martha Washington for George. I have to assume that if she was good enough for the leader of the free world, that she would have been good enough for the jester of the free world.
And, like, she got one bad painting when she was hella old, and now she's fucked. Everyone thinks she's ugly. Maybe she was hot. I mean, if you painted me when I'm 65, I'd probably look hella ugly too. And then, like, everyone's like, oh, Robin Higgins was disgusting. I would never have guessed that Barack Obama's third son would have married her and eventually. Yeah. It's too bad.
So...
Oh, but she was really rich. Oh, this is the thing. Yeah, so she brought
great... Oh, it might have been one of those gravy train.
Yeah, she brought great wealth to her second marriage with Washington, which enabled him to buy much land and many slaves to add to his personal estate. She also brought nearly 100 slaves for her use during her lifetime.
She's sounding a lot more awful.
But why
now.
Was she... But then, was Washington really that broke that he needed to get this rich wife? Because...
All I'm going to say is all of a sudden George Washington's thinking, like his wheels turning, makes a lot more sense to me. He's marrying this chick, leading the army, becoming the president of the United States.
Wait,
you're on the dollar bill now.
Would you be more likely to marry a girl if she was had family money?
Would I be?
Yeah. Like, was
you know,
that,
it's such an interesting situation because...
Like if you're teetering.
Like, okay, so... In order for me to answer that question, I have to take a good hard look at myself in the mirror.
Okay.
And when I look at myself in the mirror, it's like, I'm not that trophy husband that this rich girl is marrying and just going to take care of.
Okay.
It's like, if I'm marrying the super wealthy girl, I think she's going to be the type of girl that's expecting me to take care of her like she's been taken care of.
Okay.
Do you understand where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, but...
So it's not that I'm even against doing that, you know, if I meet the right wealthy girl mm-hmm. who really likes me, uh-huh. and,
But what if she's the different wealthy girl? What if she's the wealthy girl who rebels against her parents, still has the money, willing to use it, but is like, I want to support this artist?
Does the girl who rebels against her... Oh, I guess because I'm an artist.
She's like, I believe in him. We have a podcast is art. Who says a podcast is art?
Yeah, our podcast is art, Robin. This week at the Whitney exhibit, the Who Would You Do?
Yes.
Podcast.
All my logos.
Take a look at
finally...
all the icons, all the Photoshop photos, all the poorly Photoshopped photos of Josh's face on different characters.
I prefer mediocrely Photoshopped, thank you very much.
Mediocrely Photoshopped.
So would you do, but like, what if you just like...
No, I mean, yeah, I mean,
I
like,
feel,
look,
wouldn't
look,
most
look,
people be
them
like...
having money is definitely better than them not having money.
Right.
Like, let's get real
so
here.
So if you're just like, really like,
but
don't
then
know.
The question becomes, does like their parents like think like, this guy's just after my daughter for her money? But then again, I come from a decent family, so it's like, they'll look at me, they'd be like, well, you know, he's going to be fine on his own.
Yeah.
As long as my parents don't disown me.
Yeah. I will say that I think the richest guy I ever dated, his parents hated me the most immediately.
Why?
That was just a straight up, it wasn't like we were going to get married or anything. It was just a straight up clash against, like, I was a hippie and they were hella Catholic conservative.
Oh, hella Catholic conservative.
I mean, not conservative. Like, they were, like, fucking before they got married and, like, it wasn't, they were, like, culturally Catholic, but not religiously Catholic. You know what I mean? But that was still a clash with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can understand that.
The cultural clash?
Yeah, parents, you know.
Yeah.
That generation, I feel like more so, wants the continued culture down the lines.
Who wants to continue Catholicism?
Versus our current heathenous.
Oh my god.
Heathenous intermingling.
That's my dream, is that no one will care about religion when I'm middle-aged. I don't think it will come true, though, unfortunately. Like, all these people that are, like, stopping birth control acts, they've got to just... They're going to be dead in 20 years, right?
Just, like... It's just so interesting how few people realize they're just, like, on the wrong side of the picket line. You know? They just... How many times do people watch a movie and just see themselves in, like, the villainous character that's doing what they're doing?
Right.
Does that not mean anything to them? That you're, like, the pretty much widely accepted villain character?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You just, like, ignore
that. Not that religious people are the villain character. I'm just saying, like, the villain people. The people that do the villain things. The people that are, like, trying to stop gay marriage and...
Right.
Like, it's just...
What's this? Everyone views themselves as the victim. And so those people just view themselves as, like, you're trying to take away my style of living.
Or do we celebrate the heroes that stopped civil rights?
Right.
Do we celebrate,
in
like...
certain areas, probably, yes.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess there still are conservative flags out in people... what's it called?
Confederate
flags up in people's
driveways. People try to say they're cultural.
Culturally racist. All right, so now that I know this new information about Martha Washington and seeing how poorly she's aged.
But you gotta raise 4 kids.
But, you know, I could also fucking really use that money back then.
Like, and those 100 slaves.
That money makes way more of a difference back. Like, we can have a shitty TV right now. We're doing better with our shitty TV than the president was probably doing back then.
Right, we have our teeth.
We have all of our real teeth for now. But just like having money, it's like, oh man, I went to the store, I bought some water.
Right.
Don't worry guys, we got water this week.
Right.
I was
able
to buy 3 buckets of only slightly polluted water.
Because that's true. So like, if Martha Washington was into you back in the day, you say yes. Because, like, but also back in, like, so let's say that, like, your parents
what
are, like, from...
What was money then?
Oh, it was actually
because
a lot
it's it's pre the George Washington dollar bill.
I can actually answer this,
oh,
even
great.
Though I said
see,
don't answer.
You see? We're not making you dumber here. Well, we'll find out. But right now, let's find out if we're actually making our listeners more intelligent
So,
or at least me.
The answer is that it was really confusing, and then that's eventually why the dollar... Because, okay, when the country was, like, in the...
The answer is just that it was confusing.
Yeah, no, when the answer was the... like, before... During the revolution, like, all the different states printed these pamphlets being, like, if you fight for us, will this will be money once we're a country. So it was like all these like little receipts being like, here's like $100 of it will be money once the US exists, but it's nothing now. But you would get, and people just print those, but like it was like dozens of different printings of those, so you could basically print your own. People would like steal them, and then there's a lot of like just like straight up trading.
Were people just able to print back then? I feel like if you could print money, you were
legitimate money.
Hella rich.
Well, that's why it wasn't that much of a problem. But then, and then it was really confusing. There's also this, like, trading with, like, gold and sheep. Like, you just, like, barter and stuff. But, like, it was really, really, like,
and
poorly
slaves.
Managed. Oh,
and
my God.
Slaves.
Yeah, well, you see...
Slaves, I guess, were money back then.
Ugh. That's, like, a lot of money, though. That's, like, giving away your car. You wouldn't do that, probably. Like, unless you're really... I got fucked.
It's got your one slave.
Yeah. So
the one person you control.
Oh my God.
I feel like, oh man, what a different time.
What a different time. Yes.
Oh, get this. That picture of Martha Washington, uh-huh. Like how old does she look in that picture?
65.
That's it? You're gonna say that's what a 65-year-old woman looks like to you? I mean,
yes.
I mean, you're probably right, because she only lived to be 71. I was thinking she looked, like, upwards in her 70s. I mean, I feel like my grandma died in her 70s. She looked way better at the end than that.
maybe I'm looking at, like, a nice redone version.
I'm curious. I'm going to come look at what you're looking at.
No, Josh, that's a waste of time. Anyway, I think we've spent enough
you
time
You are
on
definitely
Washington's.
Looking at a nicer version than I'm looking at.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, we've spent enough time on the Washingtons. Let's move quite along.
Okay.
So I think an interesting one is Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Well, here's my interesting question that, uh-huh. that Thomas Jefferson
right.
raises for me.
Uh-huh.
Would you have been a slave back then?
Well, my parents are the exact same racially as they are now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you see my dad, what race would you think he is?
Your dad?
Yeah.
Black.
So you would think that. So that means other people would think that. Which means I would be fucked. Here's what would happen. If my dad, someone that everyone...
And yes, fucked by Thomas Jefferson.
If my dad, like, looked black and then, like... I mean, okay, no, here's what really would... Oh, that's actually very interesting, because what I've always said is that if you have, like, one black parent, one white parent back then you would just be a slave because, like, it would be so dishonorable. But because it's the reverse genders, what would have happened, since I look white, is probably that my mom would have lied.
Oh.
And said that, like, it was a white dude.
Mm.
And then it would have been like this whole thing, and she would have like it would have been like her deathbed. I bet she would have never told me even on her deathbed.
Yeah, because I don't know if anyone would ever realize that you were black.
No, not because my mom would probably come. She'd come from a whole white family. Maybe there'd be like rumors about it. But if your mom was white and they couldn't tie down that you had definitely fucked a black dude, I think that I'd probably be okay. But if anyone found out, then probably my dad would be killed, my mom would be shamed, and I'd be raised a slave. So it would really depend on, like, their secrecy.
She'd definitely have a lot of reason to keep that a secret.
Yeah, and I'd just be like, why is my hair like this my whole life? I'd be like, your hair is so nice. Mine is so
You'd
terrible.
Be a little brat, too. You'd be, like, out there with the slaves, like, slaves!
Right!
I command thee to...
Yeah.
Little do you know.
It'd just be like my half-sister is there. Yeah, so that would be... Also, that probably did happen. I mean, we all know about these slave stories where it's like the white dude fucks the, like, slave girl. But it had to have happened the other way. Especially considering our stereotype now of black guys have big dicks and they like fucking white chicks. That had to have been going on in slavery.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a, that's a tricky, tricky road you're...
I'm just saying, it's not zero. Yeah, it's not zero.
Probably not zero.
It definitely happened. I'm not saying it was as much as the slave, but like, okay, you're like hella bored. You're in the South, you live in a huge plantation. Like
your husband's like, I just gotta go on a trip over to North Dakota real quick to talk to some people.
Not even gone, husband.
Gone for like 6 months, 8 years.
Yeah. Or not even husband.
I have to sign some papers in Virginia, doll. I'll be back in a score.
Yeah. No, let's just
give me 2 scores. I'll be back in 2 scores in 4 years.
You're like, you grow up on this big plantation. Your dad and your mom are the, like, owners of the plantation. You have a couple siblings, and then you're just, like, a horny-ass 18-year-old girl. And, like, the 3 other village dudes that you're allowed to marry are hella ugly, and they suck. And then, like, you've known this dude, Robert the slave, really hot.
One day you go to ask Robert something, and you come in, and Robert's standing there naked.
Like, you probably would have to seduce, it'd have to be a really aggressive girl, because you'd have to seduce him.
Because
he would, like, I don't want to die, it's not worth it.
It's like, white girl death. You don't even want to be seen talking to the white girl.
No. But you're, like, friends, too. Maybe you're friends your whole life, so, like, maybe you have, like, a fucking Jim and Pam romance, but in slavery times. You're supposed to marry some asshole, Rick, from across the creek. But, like, Rob is just right here, and he's so hot.
Rick probably offered your dad, like, 8 goats for you.
Rick obviously has a tiny dick, and Rob does not, because maybe you've seen it, you know, in some kind of, like,
was that going on? Were people like, I'll give you 7 slaves for your daughter's hand in marriage.
Were there dowries? I think, but it wasn't, like, as traditional as other places. But I'm sure there were some dowries. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk about it, though. Mm-hmm. I'll take that offer.
That's a terrible offer.
Robin, get in here.
Those goats are not that valuable.
I'd like to introduce you your husband.
We're having goat tonight.
Not goats, I said slaves.
Oh.
They would be trading slaves for daughters' hands in marriage.
Or goats, who knows. But anyway, that's fucked up. That probably did happen. What happens if you're just like, and let's say that it's not a kid that looks white. What if you have like an Obama-looking kid, and you're just a white bitch in 1800?
Then
you're fucked. I bet what happens is, you know what used to happen is they would take you away to like your aunt's house, I'm doing quotation marks, and it would just be like some like other place, and you'd have the baby, and then you'd have to say goodbye to the baby. They'd take it away from you, and they'd just give it to someone else, and then you just go back and be like, I got sick. Man, that would be fucked.
Yeah. But anyway, Thomas Jefferson,
okay,
whose wife died before he took office, and he used to make sweet love to many of his slave...
But mostly women. Sally Hemings.
Mostly Sally Hemings.
So, wait, was Martha Jefferson dead before... Wait, was she dead before he was
She fucking? Died. She died 18 years before he was elected president.
Oh, that's sad. He never got remarried.
Nope.
Oh, that makes actually more sense of why he was fucking the slaves. Mm-hmm. He wasn't, like, dishonest. Alright, so looking at pictures of Martha Jefferson and Sally Hemings, which one... Well, okay, no, there's nothing... All the pictures of Sally Hemings are super fucking hot because we don't have any real paintings of her, so obviously we assumed she was, like, gorgeous.
The images of Martha Jefferson, like... I don't know.
They're not terrible.
They're
not Martha Washington status.
But you gotta also... I gotta also ask you, is this artist... Wouldn't the artist be like, oh, I'm painting Jefferson's wife. Let me make her look a little bit better.
Well, I just feel like because of what we know about Martha Washington's painting, there's no way that looks better than what she looks like. Then maybe they were honest, right? I don't know. It probably looks like her.
Oh, man. Sally Hemings. Definitely. If we're going to have any definite yes based on paintings and stuff... Sally Hemings takes my first definite
That's because
yes.
They don't know what they looked like, what she looked
These
like.
Are all
so they
guesses?
Just assumed that she's hot. Yeah, she never got a real portrait. They made her hella hot in these pictures. She's a lot of cleavage in all these pictures.
Yeah, well, how do you think she rose to the top?
I don't know.
Planted by, like, Vivica A. Fox and shit?
Yeah.
Sally Hemings, hello. I'm Thomas Jefferson.
You about to get famous, and all your kids too.
So what about Jefferson? Would you sleep with Jefferson?
Yeah, he seems like he's good, right? He's definitely way cuter than
Washington.
Washington,
really? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
They're both hella old.
Yeah, but okay. Jefferson obviously has like a nice jawline. Like you just detract some wrinkles.
You don't
and,
think
like,
George Washington has a nice jawline? Here, look at this. Look at this George Washington right here.
I guess, but that seems like it's a lie. I'm saying Jefferson.
No, that's George Washington. Like we're talking about, like we're talking like about the baddest guy in the 1760s.
I like Jefferson better. Whatever, he bought California. It's my favorite state.
Ugh.
Thank you for that. I like living here. Yeah, no, he's way hotter. He looks like he's skinnier. I like his haircut better. Jefferson is way better.
I feel like what you're missing is like that. I just feel like Washington was so much more of a boss.
I don't really necessarily want a boss.
You don't want a boss?
First of all, Thomas Jefferson is definitely a boss.
Thomas Jefferson didn't free his slaves.
It's because he was too busy fucking them. Woo.
Washington freed the slaves. Jefferson fucked the slaves.
And both of them are happy. Yeah, see, that's like, obviously Jefferson was into, and also Sally Hemings was mixed race. She was like a little bit lighter, so maybe he would have been into me, you know? He's got that thing
going. Could have been the Sally Hemings.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you would have been considered an extremely attractive girl for
I would have been considered the Goliath of the day.
You would have been way too tall.
I was 6 feet tall. These people are probably 4 feet tall, though.
The giant killer. Monster.
There'd be poems about me, about how crazy I was. I wouldn't be invited to tea because I'd be too tall.
Get rid of the she-giant.
Right. The year was 1780, and the poem, whatever.
Good improv poem.
Good.
So you're going yes to TJ.
Yeah. So I think you're saying yes to... Also, you can tell by their women, right? Martha and Sally are distinctly hotter than Martha. Other Martha.
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson obviously thought a lot more with his penis.
Plus, he, like, was, like, around to... He, like, visited Paris, and he was, you know, had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Wrote the Constitution.
Yeah, he's hella smart. I think he's... I don't really care about, like, war skills. Like, Thomas Jefferson's way smarter.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't think... I mean, maybe not, like, in war areas.
Strategery.
Yeah, but in buying... Hella states for like $1.
Is strategery a real word?
No.
Did it get changed into a real word? Because
I don't think so.
Did any of Bush's Bushisms turn into real words?
Oh, that's a Bushism? I don't know. It was hard to keep track of those.
I'm looking up strategery.
So you're saying yes to Martha, other Martha and Sally Hemings?
It was coined by Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
But, it is in the Urban Dictionary.
All right. Well.
But Sally Hemings, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
All right.
And Martha Jefferson, I mean, probably back then when she was nice and young, which she only was. Maybe.
Sally Hemings is a maybe, too. I'm sure if you looked at the actresses that have played Martha Jefferson, they're fucking banging too. If there's no actual pictures.
Oh, wait, they say no known portrait exists of Thomas Jefferson's wife, who died 18 years before her husband was elected president.
What?
Their daughter, Martha Jefferson Randolph, served as White House hostess and was the first to give birth to the president's in the president's mansion in Washington, D.C. So those pictures are of Jefferson's daughter, not Jefferson's wife.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's got a little bit of Thomas Jefferson look to her. So maybe if we took out the Thomas Jefferson look from those portraits and just looked at the lady look.
But now I'm thinking that if that's the kid that Thomas Jefferson produces, he can't be that good looking.
That she couldn't be that good looking because he couldn't be that good looking or she couldn't be that good looking?
Well, she's uglier than Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson had to be considered like a strapping man for that time.
Right.
You know, he's very, you know, he's a leader. Right. People got to look at him and want to be him.
Right.
You know? So, okay, so maybe we're going to say that she was contributing to the bad parts of those genes. I'm going to give her a no now.
A no.
We're going straight no with Martha Jefferson.
Deduct 50% of those genes. All right. All right. So now let's move along. And we're doing next is Andrew Jackson.
Ah, Andrew Jackson.
Is he your favorite?
Well, okay. Andrew Jackson is certainly not like my favorite from like a moral sense.
Uh-huh.
But from just like, what an interesting character that guy was. I don't think we've ever had a president that's been more of just like this is my country. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible things he did. Terrible things that got him on the $20 bill. He basically wiped out the Indians.
Which is what we needed. I think we've gotten this, before. Like, if you wanted to have this country that we have now, didn't you have to crush them? It's not good.
Why do we have to grow? Why can't we just share it with them?
Because they didn't want to build a bunch of shit on top of it. And we did. And they also probably want, isn't the Bay Area really nice? Isn't New York City really nice?
Cut to alternate universe future. The Germans are like, but we had to get rid of them. You couldn't have this if we want.
Yeah.
If there were Jews around.
That's the thing, is that, like, if the Nazis, that's for sure, like, a Nazi thing to say, but we are the end of a bunch of, like, genocide. So if it was the Nazi universe where they did win,
if everyone was just a blonde-haired white dude,
that's who we are.
Look, it was a necessary evil.
That's what they'd be saying.
We cannot dwell on the past.
Yeah.
I like the Bulworth philosophy on one race a lot more than the Hitler philosophy on one race.
I'm just saying, as you have your condo, you have your nice ass beach house in Florida, and you have your iPad, and you have all of your cheap meat that you got from farming out the cows. You can't be like eating all your cheap meat, vacationing in Florida, looking out the sun, and being like, "Oh, it's such a shame."
We just need to be marrying up and wifing up Pocahontases and having little, like, half Pocahontas babies, half white babies, and have those babies sleep with the former slave babies, and just have, like, one race that way. The amalgamated one race.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're eventually
We're just enslaving, we're, like, torturing black people and killing Indians.
Yeah.
That's what this country was founded upon, people.
Yeah, is anyone trying to say something else?
Land of the free. Happy President's Day,
everybody. But it's not like it's just us. It's every civilization through history.
But that doesn't
people
make
are
it right.
Terrible.
Yeah,
but
we're
it
the
makes
worst.
It the norm. If you're just like, oh, we're murderers, but every other single person in society has been murderers too, then it's not like you got to guilt yourself. You're like, yeah, we murder shit. That's what humans do. Monkeys rip out other monkeys' eyes when they feel like it. We're just from monkeys.
Look, I just think there's a better way. Regardless of which, I'm not going to stand here and say what Andrew Jackson did was a good thing. But what Andrew Jackson did do was act like a boss. No, but Andrew Jackson, and then listen to this. Andrew Jackson's wife was no better. Andrew Jackson's wife was a bigamist, having married Jackson before she was divorced from her first husband.
That's not, no. She did that by accident. She was not a bigamist.
Oh, she was by accident?
I just listened to a whole thing about this. She was crushed by that. It killed her. She was like, so she was denied tea. And when he was running for president, the entire anti-campaign against him was like, his wife is a whore. And it was just paperwork. Like, her paperwork from her divorce didn't finish.
It wasn't the Indians that were propagating that, was it?
No. and anyway, she was super sad. And, like, there was this thing called, like, I'm going to call you for, it was like, when you're going to, it's basically, I'm going to go hang out at your house. And so you would, like, you'd, like, ask their servant, or you'd show up at their house or something, or write them a letter and be like, I'd like to call you for tea tomorrow. And then if they said, like, yes, I'll, like, come to your house, then, like, your friends, if they didn't, then they hated you. And no one would go to her tea, and she wouldn't get invited to any teas. And it, like, then she got super depressed, and she started smoking on her pipe all the time, and then she died, and Andrew Jackson blamed it on the fact that she had all this gossip said about her.
Oh, no wonder he was such a angry dude.
Yeah, I mean, his entire, and then there was this other.
But he got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank until it was brought back.
Is that good or bad? I don't know about banks.
A lot of people think it was good.
What is the Federal Reserve Bank?
the bank that controls all the world's money.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Is it, like, Fort Knox?
I think there's, like, offices in... I don't want to talk about things that I don't know about.
You seem to know
about I know a little bit about the Federal Reserve Bank, because I have a lot of crazy conspiracy theory friends who are all like, we need to bring down the Fed.
Oh.
So it may be a terrible thing. It's probably not a good thing, but maybe it's a good thing. Who knows? Andrew Jackson got rid of it, and everyone was happy for a while without it. Federal Reserve Bank came back. It wasn't too long after that that the Great Depression happened. I don't know if one's correlated to the other. I'm just drawn on history.
I'm just saying that first we went to electricity, a few years later, Nazis. I'm not saying one or the other.
and it was the president who again, possible misinformation here, but I'm throwing it out there because I believe it's correct. It was like the president who's considered like the worst president ever that brought back the Federal Reserve. I believe it was Warren G. Harding, who also gambled away a set of White House china.
That's good. That's what you want to do.
That's what we want in our president, gambling away things, like our money.
Yeah. Okay, so for Andrew Jackson, his hair is crazy. But, yeah, I really just wish I had these paintings of them when they're younger. But he seems like he's... like, all right looking.
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah. Do you think he's a good-looking man?
Andrew Jackson? I mean, I think of, like, the early presidents, Andrew Jackson would be, like, the good-looking man of the group.
I mean, just because he has, like, a pointy nose?
Just seems like he was tall, he was, like, very, you know, in charge.
Who's the guy that ran for president last time before Obama won, who was a Democrat? Something Kerry?
John Kerry.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit of John Kerry.
John Kerry has a horse face.
He looks like
a
tougher, scarier John Kerry. Well, I mean, we do have to, like, again, accept that Andrew Jackson is the Hitler of the Indians.
Yeah.
If you want to see what Hitler looks like to Indians, it looks like this guy right here.
His eyebrows are out of control. He has some crazy fucking hair. I guess this was after the wigs were popular, because he does not seem to be wearing a wig in these pictures.
Yeah. But he looks... Here's a younger picture of Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, he looks nice. He's a pointy nose.
Looks like he's got a Spartacus chin.
Yeah. He does have Spartacus chin. Once again, I would definitely be, if I was, like, a woman in these times, into them.
He looks like our roommate Dave meets Roy Scheider.
I don't know.
Roy Scheider's the guy from Jaws.
Okay. I guess I remember Jaws.
It's only, you know, the highest grossing movie of all time.
Is that really true?
Adjusted for gross, it's like up there.
Okay.
Adjusted for inflation, it's like in the top five.
Okay. It's Titanic.
Gone with the Wind is number one adjusted for inflation.
I feel like that's just like... Yeah, I guess I buy the inflation. Do you really think those inflation things are accurate, or they're just guessing?
I mean, movie tickets when I was a kid were $5. Movie tickets today are $15. So if a movie doesn't earn three times as much as Titanic, it did not earn as much money as Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, when you went to go see Titanic, you paid $5.
But don't you think that?
And when you went to go see Titanic 3D, you paid $15.
That's not how inflation is based on. It's based on, like, the price of milk and gas.
I guess. I don't know. All I'm saying is it's, like, ticket prices are just out of control. So you can't, like, you can't really compare Gone with the Wind when ticket prices were, like, 5 cents. Like, they were called, like, people used to go to the movies for 5 cents. And compare, like, that movie making $500,000 to a movie making $1 billion that cost $15.
Yeah, but like, Gone with the Wind, when that came out, the only thing that existed to do was go to the movies. So you saved your fight. Like, now, you could just, like, have HBO or watch something on your computer or watch YouTube.
But
so
it's still the question of how much does the movie make in theaters. That's probably why no movie has beaten Gone with the Wind when adjusted for inflation.
There's just not shit to do.
Exactly. That was what there was to do.
That makes me think that Gone with the Wind isn't that great.
Have you seen Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not that great.
It's fine.
It's whatever.
I mean, yeah, great. You made a dress out of sheets, and then you screamed.
I prefer The Wizard of Oz.
Is that...
They were the same year. Same year, first two color movies.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, Wizard of Oz. Like, it doesn't. It actually doesn't slow down very much.
It's no, Wizard of Oz moves. Is an awesome fantasy film. It's yeah. like a crazy, strange, amazing early movie.
Anything with fucking intermissions, I'm gonna be like neutral about.
I kind of wish there were movies with intermissions nowadays.
Movies have gotten really super long.
Movies have gotten long, you're saying?
Yeah, recently.
I'm saying movies have gotten way super short recently. The average movie
like
length...
The Hobbit. It's bringing it back.
Yeah, but The Hobbit's not as long. Like, there used to be movies that were like 4 hours.
No, but like Zero Dark Thirty and like Argo are all hella long. I know. We're
you're hella
back.
Long. They're like 2 hours.
So they're like 2.5 hours.
I'm going to look up Argo's runtime.
Maybe not that one, but I'm saying, like, I remember...
Just, 2 hours.
Okay, great. What about the other one I said? Let's get into a fight right now about Josh being right about the time of 2 hours or not.
Zero Dark Thirty was 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad we talked about this.
But I'm just saying that, in general, the length of movies... I'd say the average length of movies is like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
I think it went down, and now it's getting longer.
Well, the like the Oscar season movies are maybe a little bit longer,
like,
but the
Lincoln's
average,
how long?
But the average like everyday Isn't, movie is.
And what's it called? Django's how long?
Yeah, those are like Oscar movies where the studios don't have control of Steven Spielberg and Quentin Tarantino, but if they have control, they want it under 2 hours.
That's how I want it. I want a movie to just be
that, which is why the studios wanted under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is why you watch a movie and you're like, oh, that was shitty. Because there's all these scenes that were probably necessary for the movie to be good that the studio was like,
no. Every long movie, I'm just like, why are we doing this for 5 minutes? We can definitely like, parse
well,
this
some
down.
Movies could cut and some movies should add. Anyway, back to President's
Gone with
Day.
The Wind. Let me just hear a little bit less about that dress you made from curtains, all right? We did that in Gone with Sound of Music.
Anyway, back to whether or not you're banging Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, sure. I feel like I'm going to say yes to all of them. I mean, who could say no to these people? They're, like, legendary.
Not Monica Lewinsky. Not their slaves.
I'm trying to think if Bill Clinton could have gotten me to give him head, and I feel like the answer is yes.
Yeah, totally.
And that's Bill Clinton... like, it's not even fair. You can't even get mad at Monica. You have to, it's like, it's down to Bill to, like, be... control or not.
Monica, come here. We'll make a phone call.
What are you gonna say? No?
Wally, especially because he's doing it while he's like talking on the phone to like the Tsar of Russia. Like, you just do it for the novelty.
You do the novelty. You do it for if you deny the president anything. If Obama was like, let me drive your car, I'd be like, okay. Is your insurance? Never mind.
Would you give Obama a blowjob?
No, giving Obama a blowjob would break my heart because I view him as so honorable. And it would, like, destroy that for me. Bill Clinton was never that honorable.
Bill Clinton was just kind of cool.
He was just kind of cool. I was like, all right.
But Obama would ruin your image.
He'd be like, oh my god, like, why are you acting like this? You're so responsible.
You'd want to until he asked you to.
Right. I'd be down to hit on him a lot.
I know girls like you. Pretty much
what?
Girls in general. They want it until they can have it.
I feel like I have good reason to not want to give Barack Obama a blowjob. I don't want to crush those little girls' hearts.
Well, you're not. You think if Barack Obama's asking you for a BJ, you think you're the first person
he's
asking for a BJ?
Obviously.
Obviously, he's decided just now that Robin Higgins is the one who's stolen his heart so
well,
that he shall cheat on Michelle and ruined his presidency and marriage. Because of Robin Higgins.
Yeah,
because
I just had
Robin
like a pretty killer set. He really liked my bit on Mario.
President Obama took time out of his busy schedule today to go over to Ha Ha Comedy Club and watch Robin Higgins.
Like...
Robin Higgins, 5-minute set.
Wow, I can't believe you could like, combine Snoop Dogg and Pokemon into one joke, Robin. That's like so creative.
Do you want to come give me a blowjob?
No, see, Obama would go down on me. I'd let Obama go down on me.
You think Obama would go down on you?
I'm the president of the United States. I don't go down on anybody.
He better. You know he does. Obama goes down on Michelle more than Michelle goes down on Obama.
Well, Michelle, but...
Yeah. In that marriage, man, Obama doesn't get anything.
And also, I just feel like Michelle is so much more intimidating than Hillary Clinton.
In different ways. I think Hillary is more professionally intimidating.
Yeah, professionally intimidating. I'm just saying as, like, a wife.
Yeah,
I would Bill be way. Give a shit. I would be yeah. way more afraid to cheat on Michelle than I would
she Hillary looks angry or when
Laura
she's nice.
Or Laura Bush. Yeah.
Laura Bush probably would care.
Laura Bush, I'm sure Laura Bush would care. Laura Bush would be like heartbroken, but like stay with her man. Also, she'd I felt like Hillary was kind of like an ice queen over the whole thing.
Yeah, like Laura Bush would just be like. Be sad and be like, well, men just can't control that part of themselves.
And Hillary Clinton was like, I told you to keep it a secret, Bill.
I wonder if, do you think, what if the same exact thing, what if it came out that Obama fucked somebody else? Do you think Michelle would leave in the middle of the presidency?
Oh, she man. Might. Man, what a mess that would be.
Do you think that she would leave or she'd stay?
Should I stay or should I go? Man, I can't. Has anyone left?
A president?
Or just like, even like a governor. Elliot Spitzer's wife didn't even leave him.
I guess you don't leave, right? Because you've already signed this contract of like, she gave up her career, she moved, she gave up everything. That's why I think that being a first lady.
I could see her leaving him right after the presidency.
Right. Or just like, it's maybe you're technically married, but like. You just aren't together, really. You, like, live in different places, your own house.
Basically. I mean, yeah. Probably how it would go down.
Yeah.
But, like, Obama couldn't afford that. It's tough enough to be Obama right now as it is.
I guess probably you wouldn't divorce them during, just because, like, you can't have them being distracted from, like, their president duties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because you have to, like, go to court and stuff.
not that, like, you know, making a huge deal about Monica Lewinsky giving him a blowjob where he has to go to court and say he didn't isn't distracting from your presidential responsibilities.
Okay, so would you do Rachel Jackson?
Rachel Jackson.
They seem to have a picture of her.
Yeah, Rachel Jackson. She looks a little...
She looks gross. And then they have pictures where they've obviously redone the painting to make her look hotter. For the listeners, she's wearing Rachel this dumbass Jackson. Hat. Yeah. That looks like if you took a Ralph's.
Ooh, and this nice picture right here, she's looking mighty attractive, and it's like younger.
The one that's redone to make her look hot.
I guess so.
Let me just explain this hat she's wearing. How would you? It's like a jellyfish that's white that you put on your head, as a bunch of shit hanging down.
Your ears. I'm liking the younger version paintings of Rachel Jackson. This one right here. Like, that's a pretty lady.
I just feel like that's a fake picture. I feel like...
Well, judging by this picture, yes. Judging by this picture, where she looks like Rosie O'Donnell with curly hair.
Like, that's the one that's real, because look, she's wearing the same outfit.
But couldn't that just be her older?
Why would she wear the same outfit?
It's slightly different. That's just, like, her outfit. You know, it's like Doug always wore those khakis and that green vest.
The first lady's not a cartoon character.
Not like Doug?
No. I think that they're all kind of gross looking. Maybe it's just recently that they're... I mean, Hillary's not that hot. Maybe that's just not what these dudes are looking for.
No, they have their mistresses for that.
They're like looking for someone that's like powerful and from a good family for this person.
Yeah, that's who you marry. Then
you just fuck whoever.
On the side. That's how these politicians work. Unless you're like Barack Obama, where you did a nice job beforehand.
Right.
And you best not mess around.
Right. Oh, my God.
But then there's Kennedy, who like had a great thing going for him.
Right.
And then... Right. I mean, but at least Kennedy had good taste with who he was messing around with. At least he wasn't messing around with interns under the table, which he probably was doing too.
Right.
But, like, at least he got some Marilyn. At least the one we're going to find out about is Marilyn Monroe, where you're just yeah, that happened.
All right, what about Lincoln? Let's move on.
Lincoln. Well, come on, you gotta do Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would get along with Lincoln the most.
Lincoln's
tall. He's tall.
Super tall. He was the tallest president ever.
Has a beard. But he has a stupid beard. I don't like that type of beard. I'd tell him to shave it.
What about Daniel Day-Lewis version Lincoln?
I mean, yeah. I'm a little bit scared of Daniel Day-Lewis, to be honest. So.
But Daniel Day-Lewis Lincoln. I feel like, in all honesty, Daniel Day-Lewis should have been elected president while he was in character as Lincoln.
Right. Just to fix all our problems.
Just to fix all our problems, method Lincoln.
That'd be pretty good. Just really...
What are these cell phones? I do not understand them. These devices. A computer? What do you mean a missile has been fired towards me? I've never heard of such things as missiles before.
And there's actually pictures of
would,
him.
If Daniel Day-Lewis was Lincoln today, would he have made movements for gay rights? Is that what he would have done? Would he tackle gay rights?
I don't know. If Lincoln was around today?
There was a theory that Lincoln was gay.
Right, yeah. You know, how many of the presidents have been gay?
There's a theory that Lincoln was gay. So while we all thought he was banging Mary Todd, he was banging Mary and Todd.
I don't get it, but I trust that it's good.
Mary Todd was his wife's name. I have to give credit to that joke to David Brenner. That's not my own joke.
Who's David Brenner?
David Brenner? David Brenner's like a great comedian. He almost took over The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson.
Why'd you just steal his joke and use it on
Because I just wanted to use a great joke and then give him credit for it. And stealing the joke is pretending that it was mine.
Oh, man. Have you looked at pictures of Sally Lincoln?
Lincoln?
She's looking way worse than Sally Fields. What's her name? I mean, I just typed in Sally
Lincoln. Mary Lincoln.
Mary Lincoln.
Mary Lincoln.
She is looking, and
she was crazy.
Who is that? Who is that? A woman, the British singer. She looks like her.
The one that Alex would sleep with. Susan Boyle.
For the listeners, Mary Lincoln kind of looks like Susan Boyle.
Wow. How did he get trapped in that marriage?
Yeah, what happened?
Look at how, like, not only does she look like this, but she was crazy.
She was crazy, and she has bad outfits, you guys. She has a bunch of fucking flowers glued to her
That's
head.
That's what crazy people wear, bad outfits. That's how you tell someone's crazy, because you look at them, and you're like, man, that person looks fucking crazy.
Oh my god. You know, I'm starting to feel bad for these presidents, honestly. They have some real bad wives. Although it's hard to tell if they were hot by... There's no way that Mary Lincoln was ever...
I mean, let's be honest here. Sally Field's not looking too great in that picture right there either.
Well, yeah, they had to make her look worse to fucking...
But these outfits, yeah, she's wearing the ridiculous outfits too. So just no.
Those outfits are probably in fashion, to be fair.
Just no.
I feel so bad.
Man, looking at Mary Lincoln makes me wonder if maybe Lincoln hired that guy to kill him.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, man.
He was just became president, he could have an excuse for
think,
being busy.
I need to think of some impossible task I can do that will take up all of my time so that I never have to go home. What improbable feat could I accomplish so that I never have to be with this woman ever? This crazy, ugly woman ended up married to.
Why would he marry her?
Maybe she was, like, the thing that, like, Lincoln's like, all right, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I gotta do something good before I go down.
I gotta make up for it. Oh, my God.
She was the... Abraham Lincoln's wife was the first to hold seances in the White House, to be attacked in the press for lavish purchases during wartime, and to fight for the abolition of slavery. So I guess she fought for slavery, too.
It's not like she had a choice. What are you gonna do? Not? You're like, nah.
Yeah, okay. So that's Mary Lincoln. You're saying yes to Abe. Saying yes to honest
Abe. Yeah, wait, okay. I have a little bit of... Okay, so Lincoln didn't... His first choice was not Mary Todd. So first...
He wanted to get married to someone else.
First romantic interest, Anne Rutledge, but then she got typhoid fever and died.
How was Anne Rutledge? Is there any pictures
Let's
of her?
Let's look up her. It's gotta be. So, okay, so he's trying to marry Anne Rutledge. Let's see what his type is like.
Oh, Anne Rutledge just looks like Abraham Lincoln with sans beard.
Okay, so Anne Rutledge is also ugly. So we got some, okay, so he
whoa,
goes
whoa.
After... Yeah, no.
Whoa.
Anne Rutledge it's, is
It
bad.
Looks like Crispin Glover with makeup on.
Were there just not any hot women back here? Okay, so he tries to marry Anne Rutledge. She dies. Then he meets a different Mary Owens. And
Mary Owens, let's check her out.
And then they both had second thoughts. Oh, okay, so then she dumped him. That's sad.
Mary Owens dumped him. How do you dump Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know.
She's not looking too hot either.
Yeah. And then...
She looks like Tim Conway in a wig.
Then he gets... And then he gets into Mary. All right.
And Abraham Lincoln, I'm looking at him, he really does look like the guy who played Frankenstein on the Munsters.
Yeah, no, he's not.
They're not the Munsters, the Addams Family. He looks like the Frankenstein butler guy in the Addams Family.
You know, he was also super depressed.
Lincoln?
Yeah, he suffered from melancholy, which was the term for clinical depression.
How did he accomplish, like, people I know that fucking suffer from melancholy can't even get out of their bed.
What are you talking about? Everyone suffers from melancholy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, people that suffer from, like, clinical depression. Like I spend most of my time talking to them about how they don't do anything, let alone free the slaves.
Maybe that's why he got along with Mary, because they're both fucking crazy together.
Just decided to be crazy with each other?
I mean, yeah, they probably, like, went through, like, really bad dips together.
All right. So anyway... I feel like we covered the important early presidents.
Yeah, we did it. Okay.
This is what President's Day was all about, from Washington up through Lincoln.
That's right.
So how about we break it down and see which presidents we're going to marry, murder, and fuck. You better not kill Lincoln.
Did we do four? Do we want to do four? So we did four.
Do we each cover just four people?
We did Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Jackson.
All right. So marry, murder, fuck, date, and break up. Long-term
relationship. Then you have a really bad breakup. All right. I don't think these really need editing. So just which out of the four? There's Martha Washington. Wait, never mind. We're going to give you Martha Washington, Martha Jefferson, also what's her name? The slave, Sally Hemings. And then also we're going to skip over Mary Todd Lincoln, because we know she's crazy, and give you Andrew Jackson's wife.
Well.
So you got four there.
Definitely gonna bang the slave.
Sally Hemings.
Sally Hemings. She's definitely, as far as history shown through our pictures, the most thought of to be attractive.
Right.
The most hypothetically attractive of the bunch. Martha Jefferson dies, so, you know, I'll have the bad breakup with her, because she's going to be dead anyway.
Okay.
That's fine. It's easy to deal with. Mm-hmm. Then, I mean, Rachel Jackson just seems like a real downer. That didn't...
Because she was, like, fucking someone else before you?
Yeah, and she's just, you know, getting all down because everyone was making fun of her.
But they were really making fun of her.
Why do I need that when I could have the woman who financed Washington to presidency?
You're going to marry Martha Washington?
I'm going to marry her for her money. I'm going to sleep with the slave. I'm going to break up with the chick that dies. And I'm going to kill the one that's all depressed. and potentially will cheat on me.
And she also dies early, too.
And she's a bigamist.
Oh, no.
So there. So now you. You got right. Four prez.
Four.
You got Lincoln, yeah. Jefferson, Washington, and Jackson.
This is hard. Because I feel like I get along the best with Lincoln, but I don't really need to marry someone that's, like, super depressed.
But he's also doing great things. He's doing the best stuff.
He's, like, really busy, guys. And when he comes home, he's super depressed.
You are busy, too, and you're trying to do your comedy, and he's trying to free the slaves. And, like, you come home, and he's like, how's that cartoon doing, Robin? And you're like, good, how's, you know, the whole abolitionist thing going? Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I guess he is...
You don't want the ones, like, taking up all your time. I thought that was your whole M.O. Yes. Is that you,
well,
like...
Well, all these guys are busy. You know, my dad's middle name is Lincoln.
It's, really?
Yeah, and all... It's, like, in our family, like, everyone... All dudes' middle name is Lincoln.
Interesting.
To escape from slavery.
George Lincoln Higgins?
Or, like, thank you. George Abraham Higgins. Sorry, not Lincoln. Yeah.
Abraham. George Abraham.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. Okay. Andrew Jackson, I feel like, is gonna hit me. There's no getting out of that. He wouldn't like that I was, like,
I think outside mixed. Of Lincoln, there's a good possibility.
Well, actually, you know, I got... Okay.
I feel like outside of Lincoln, there's a good possibility they all might hate you.
Okay, so, okay, I gotta marry Lincoln. Because also, he'd be down with being part black, right? He'd be like, yeah. All right, he's gotta be the most progressive.
The most okay with your
Thomas being Jefferson's part. Also okay with it, but not for good reasons.
Was Sally Hemings, was she freed because he was banging her? Or was she just the slave girl that he chose to bang?
They, like, loved each other.
Okay.
Because he asked her to come back, and she's like, okay. Because they met in, like, abroad. But anyway, okay, so then I guess I'm going to bang Thomas Jefferson, because I feel like he's a player. I feel like he's, like, or, yeah. And then I'll kill Andrew Jackson and go out with him and break up with George Washington.
So you want the leader of the American Revolution, the guy who won the American Revolution on your bad side.
Yeah, it's fine. I have Lincoln on my good side.
I guess you've cornered it to the point where it's like your bad side's either the guy who killed all the Indians or won the American Revolution.
Yeah. So that would be good.
All right.
All right.
Well, happy presidents, everyone.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh. Go to our iTunes page and write a review or like our podcast, please.
Or like it on Facebook. Or send us a question, yes. Or a comment.
All
or...
those things.
Something will let us know that you're really listening and not just robots.
All right.
Happening up on our page. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.